Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Appreciate Rick Barrett from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel joining us to go over his five-part series on the return of manufacturing to America and specifically to the great state of Wisconsin. I'll always appreciate Rick's insight. Manufacturing is at a watershed moment in American history, according to Harry Moser, president and founder of the Reshoring Initiative, a nonprofit that promotes U.S. manufacturing. Dale Coyinga, president of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce, joins us. Dale, thanks for taking time out of your morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for covering this topic.
Of course. Good morning. It's so important. I always kind of use the analogy that sometimes I think we think of manufacturing jobs as kind of set in like the shop, right? That they're the old school.
Yeah, the three Ds, the dark, dirty, and dangerous.
Exactly. And it's just not the case anymore. These jobs are technology focused. You have to know what you're doing. But at the same time, they're true entrepreneurial jobs. And MMAC is doing a lot to bring together manufacturers and companies and educators to look at really the long-term economic and cultural impacts of manufacturing. Talk to us a little bit about how you're working with companies and educators to kind of re-skill set and better package and promote opportunities for the next workforce of America.
Yeah, it's multifaceted, so I'll be concise and clear here. But you know, we need to break down the stovepipes between our industry and K-12. And for too long, there was this, in a lot of our high schools, is that success look like going to college and getting a liberal arts degree. And that is success for a lot of people. But what they were not seeing is really what put Milwaukee on the map in a global economy, and that's our manufacturing. And so just some examples of the things that we're doing is we have a manufacturing automation grant that we have implemented this year in four different schools. Mm-hmm. We are in Bradley Tech, Obama High School, those are two MPS schools, and then Aug Prep and Milwaukee Academy of Sciences. And we have purchased the machinery. We are working with an outfit called Lab Midwest out of Mequon that does national work on this with curriculum. And we're bringing this automation robotics economy into the high school. And it implements math. And it's kind of like the whole woodworking shop you had in high school.
Right, yeah.
It's that on steroids. So we're doing a lot of that, and then we are always in touch with our tech colleges. We have a great board member that's also a member of MMAC per statute.
They
have to have a business person on there. Mm-hmm. That was something that changed about a decade ago. We lobbied for that, and that has paid some good dividends. Been very impressed with the new MATC president, his dedication in this dual enrollment space, which is very important.
Yeah.
And more we're seeing companies that are actually doing training on their own site. So they work in conjunction with the technical colleges or just on their own, because the global economy is getting more complex, and so it's not practical to bring every single sort of complexity of manufacturing into a tech college or high school. So the key is, we hear more work of it, right time, right place, right uniform. We'll train them here.
Yeah.
And then working backwards with the tech colleges to get them credit for those trainings.
Yeah. Well, I think another thing that's probably not on everyone's radar is, you know, the manufacturing industry has a large share of employees over the age of 55, right? And simply, we have to find replacements for those workers because people are going to start to retire. People are going to start to sell businesses, and we need to fill that pipeline.
Well, it's a key. If a business owner in the manufacturing space cannot find the workforce to maintain their operations or grow their operations in Wisconsin, they will move that operation either slowly through contracting or slowly through subsidiaries, or in whole by moving the whole operation to a state that does provide that workforce.
Yeah.
And workforce is just as important, if not more important, than tax policy and environmental policy. You need to have a workforce.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the workforce we do have. When we talk to companies that have operations, I mean, I'll just mention one company, not by name, but they have operations in Texas, in the Houston area, and they have operations in Brookfield. And what they have said is, our talent here is so much better. They are better at reading a ruler.
Hmm.
They're more likely to stay on time. They're more likely to stay with a job. And even though we need to pay them more here, it's worth that additional premium because the workforce here is good. And it's just that old European German tradition of the tech colleges. And, you know, I know things like work ethic, the next generation can be better. That's always been the criticism of generations for the history of America. But generally speaking, our young people in this part of the country is, what from we hear, better equipped and better than their counterparts in other parts of the country. So but we need more of them because of workforce issues demographically. We need to do better.
Dale Coinga from the MAC joins us. His op-ed, the Journal Sentinel, just recently, manufacturing is Wisconsin's fastball. Opportunities abound for economic growth. When we come back, how important is the manufacturing and agriculture's activity credit to the future of manufacturing in Wisconsin? This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, where manufacturing runs. That's what we want to do for the next 3 days for our Milwaukee Brewers. But to drive economic opportunity in the region, we want to manufacture jobs as well. Dale Coinga from the MAC walked over a couple steps from his office to spend some time with us today. So, Dale, I want to look at the data just a little bit in terms of pay ranges for manufacturing jobs in the region. I think there's sometimes maybe a little bit of a disconnect here, but the opportunity to make a really good salary in manufacturing is real.
Yeah, for context, the average salary in Wisconsin is about a little bit over $50,000. For manufacturing, it's $75,000. And nationwide, you're talking about 20% more than the service sector. So all jobs don't pay equally, and there is more and more growth in the service sector. But those manufacturing jobs pay more. And this is why when you look at Milwaukee's per capita income, we're in the top 10 in the country. And we don't want to be number one or two. That's San Francisco, San Jose.
That's right.
They're not one or two because they're high cost of living.
That's right.
So we are in a really nice sweet spot as an area. And the reason we're in a sweet spot of per capita income being higher than the average metro, but also being a place where the cost of living is not outrageous and generally lower than other metros in the northern part of the country, is because we have such a high reliance on manufacturing jobs. Wisconsin has the number one per capita of manufacturing jobs in the country.
Yeah. And obviously you also want a good tax policy to be really important for the manufacturers. How important is the manufacturing and agriculture's activity credit to your member companies?
You're asking a CPA over here to geek out on tax policy, but
look out, clear schedule.
Yes. Let me just say that Wisconsin's income tax policy is not very competitive. Let me start with that. We have the 11th or 12th highest income taxes in the country. And so when you're looking at being competitive, which a lot of these manufacturing companies are not large manufacturing companies, the strength of the Wisconsin manufacturing sector are a lot of these mid-tier companies.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're LLCs or S-Corps, and so they pass off to the individual income tax rates. And for those companies, it's 7.65%. Once again, I'm close to the top 10 in the nation. Yeah. So what the manufacturing activities credit does is it's a very simple policy that says this. If you make something or grow something in Wisconsin, it's essentially tax-free. And I won't go into the details from there because you'll lose. But essentially the credit says if you grow it or you make it in Wisconsin, it's essentially tax-free. And that has kept us a lot more competitive. So essentially we are getting manufacturers up, especially from Illinois, on a monthly basis, because our tax policy is competitive with Texas and Florida and Nevada and other states that don't have income taxes because of that manufacturing activities credit. And it has been threatened. It's been on the table the last two budgets to be eliminated. And you know, we fought to reverse that elimination, and we're successful in that, but we're always watching that policy and make sure that is retained.
All right. How important is a deep Brewers playoff run to the region?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, because I love UW, but that's really not, you know, giving us high fives. And then, you know, the Packers, they should have won that last game.
Yeah,
I mean, the field goal kicking, it was just...
That's all right.
But you know, I feel like the Brewers got it. I feel like it has the momentum to really make this special. And I think the chemistry on the team is there. I agree with you, Jeff. I think the city's psyched up, but I think everyone needs to just turn up the volume and like, let's get the Brew Crew there.
Yeah.
Let's win some
games. I think what we feel in baseball is that baseball tends to like the young teams and the entrepreneurs and the startups. And that's what we have with our Brewers. Dale Coinga from the MAC joins us. I appreciate your insights and your commitment to the region. Go Brewers.
Have
a great day.